This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Filmmaker Kiva Rosenfeld is not what you'd call a foodie. Give him mac and cheese and he's happy. Still, he was intrigued when a friend asked him to attend a gourmet food trade show. Here's his story.
Hey, wait, we got to try a waffle.
Gingerbread, cornbread, chocolate, Belgian, pumpkin oatmeal, and California.
My friend Holland took me to the fancy food show in San Diego.
I've always loved food and I've always loved cooking.
I like the idea of the free samples.
This one's porcini mushroom, and this one's a black truffle.
Cream tangerine and Montelimar.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, okay, look at this.
A ginger sling with pineapple heart.
It's like some sort of green tea smoothie in a little cup. Frappe freeze.
Coffee dessert, yes, no, it's good news.
Truffle oil, truffle pate, it's just fantastic stuff. I did see a lot of olives today. I thought there were probably more than last year.
The Fancy Food Show has been going on for more than 50 years. The show is enormous, with over 1,300 exhibitors selling everything from jelly beans to caviar.
Antioxidant, chipotle. I mean, you see the buzzwords, right?
Like pomegranate is this year's key lime.
I think we're the only ones that make a kumquat marmalade.
Can I taste it?
You may taste it, yes.
My mother used to have a kumquat tree.
Everybody that comes by that has tried a kumquat is because their mother had a tree. How about that?
We learn about food through our ancestors, you know, through our mother, probably, and she learned through her mother.
And you had a good example?
Yeah, my mom was a great cook. She's really a really good cook.
My mom's cooking was, well, it was okay. With six kids, we were well-fed and never went hungry. But none of us took any of her recipes into adulthood.
Here's our fish stick. This is a fish nugget.
I was raised on the fish sticks.
So was I. But this goes beyond fish sticks. It's sustainable, all natural, environmentally friendly. Isn't it great?
That's good.
Yeah.
Even though I was just here to sample, my friend Holland was here for business. She wanted to figure out how to sell her homemade granola.
I want to have a food business. I see other people do it. I go, I can do that. I'm looking for a co-producer of my granola.
Okay, how is it made?
By hand, slow batches.
Slow roasted. Because we have big ovens, but...
I need big ovens. The reason I'm here is because I love to just be around all these food people.
Yeah, pistachios. We have salt and pepper. It's got a little hint of garlic in it.
While strolling the 200,000 square feet of the convention floor, I was a little overwhelmed.
Well, what we have is a line of specialty olives. Have you had goji berries before?
No.
And a chipotle dark chocolate almond with a 72% dark chocolate.
And then right here we got the European roast.
We have a full natural line, a full organic line, a full kosher line.
And I'm sure you'll find them delicious.
Flavanols, the polyphenols, and the other good things that you're looking for.
This is the white Stilton with mango and ginger. Isn't it great?
That's good.
Yeah.
Still, I learned a lot, like water and cold beverages are the fastest growing category in specialty foods.
Water is the new wine.
Water's
water
the new
is
wine.
The new wine. You got it. The Fanet, for example, from Fuji, is the world's most expensive water.
What does it have that other waters don't have?
It's extremely pure, and it comes from a volcanic spring.
How much does that cost?
In a better restaurant, and you put it on the table, a bottle on the table, you could sell it for about $40 to $50. A bottle.
Of water.
Of water. There is one that is... believe it or not, Loretana is kosher, literally kosher.
Isn't all water kosher?
No, God, no.
Mass-Kicking Chili Fixins is a great product.
What's this called?
And it's a pomegranate cigar, and it's hand-rolled in a foulée de bricta.
We have an organic spelt, an organic whole wheat.
What's spelt?
Spelt is an ancient grain.
We invent all these ourselves, and then we make them.
An ancient grain?
Yes.
Like biblical?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a biblical grain.
Yes.
After 2 days of this, I couldn't remember a single taste. But I am left with something else. The idea that the pleasure we get from food is elusive. It's about the people who create it, who prepare it, and who present it. And more importantly, food is about sharing.
The whole idea of sitting down at a table at a meal is just like this great ritual. that is the key to happiness. That's the best thing you can do, is sit around a table. And it could be simple. You know, it could be just a really great olive.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee.
That story on the Fancy Food Show from filmmaker Kiva Rosenfeld. And this music is from the Kinks.
I want a green salad on the side. Don't forget the French fried pizza pie, garlic and anchovy. I keep burning.